Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Georgia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, on the same day that a Cross River Rail worker fell 12 metres at the Boggo Road site, on a separate Cross River Rail site, a heavy steel rod narrowly missed another worker by inches and impaled a forklift in a tunnel at Roma Street. The two sites are reported to be run by the same contractor, and the Cross River Rail Delivery Authority has said that the incident is being investigated.
A Qantas system trial is currently in progress in Brisbane to help find the fastest way to board passengers onto planes. Technology has shown that there are faster ways of completing the onboarding process. This trial out of the Brisbane airport promises to cut down queuing times and speed up aircraft turnarounds to reduce flight delays. In June, statistics show that almost a third of Virgin and Qantas flights were delayed getting off the ground.
In national news, a Senate inquiry has heard from multiple universities that it will be too difficult and perhaps impossible to stop students using AI to cheat on their assessments, and that universities will need to change their methods of teaching instead. The nation's largest universities, known as the Group of Eight, have said that the sector will need to rely on more oral and supervised exams, as well as practical assessments and portfolios. These universities have also stated that they have begun to implement AI into their course structure.
Research discovers that the strong antibacterial properties in ant honey can be used for medicinal purposes. Scientists have found that the honey produced by Australian ants possess unique properties which can fight against bacteria. For the colonies from Western Australia and the Northern Territory areas, these ants have become a popular food source. The local communities for years have been using the honey for medicinal purposes, soothing sore throats, and as a topical ointment. Western science is now catching up to Indigenous traditions, researching the benefits that this honey could have when compared to other types of honey.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has made promises to six African nations at the Russia-Africa summit in St. Petersburg that his country will provide free grain supplies following the collapse of the Black Sea grain deal. Putin claimed that his country would be able to replace Ukrainian exports that were blocked by Russia's decision to drop the grain deal earlier this month. The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, however, stated that a few donations to some countries would not make up for the impact that the end of the grain deal will have.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.